DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. The yes to the gospel. Paul's detractors intended to diminish the gospel Paul preached and replace it with their pseudo-gospel. As he talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, verse 31, chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 3, verses 18 through 23, chapter 4, verses 18 through 21, chapter 9, verse 1 and 15, he talked about it a lot. They claimed that Paul was lying about his intent to visit them, and so his gospel was just as false. They said, "Don't listen to that liar Paul, listen to us, for we know great secret things through the power of the Holy Spirit." Paul explained his intended travel plans when he wrote the first letter, as he says in verse 15 and 16, and that plan was not easy to make, nor was its announcement under pressure, verse 17. His original travel plans were as he said. Also, the gospel message he preached is true. He is not a liar, verse 18. When he said yes, he meant it. Apostle Paul preaches the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as did Silas and Timothy, verse 19. Paul reminded them of the gospel of Jesus Christ in chapter 15 of the previous letter. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and he appeared to many. That's in chapter 15, verses 3 through 8 in the first letter. By this gospel we are saved if we hold firmly to it, he said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2-8. This is God's promise. This is not a false yes. This is true. So do you say amen to this gospel, to the glory of God? Verse 19. Do not believe those who preach a pseudo-gospel by discrediting the New Testament.
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the